Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The heat was on at Bills camp Monday afternoon in more ways than one. In addition to the temperatures, Buffalo's pass rush was putting their quarterbacks on the move. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, it looks like Buffalo's pass rush really has picked up right where they left off in the spring.
Yeah, it really did, Chris. I mean, everybody knows the level of talent that Buffalo has up front on the defensive line. And Monday, even though they were not very exotic in the looks that they gave the offense, the defensive line units were very good at exerting pressure on the offense.
Honestly, it's, I mean, really, we're not even doing much up front. I mean, we're definitely not. Yeah, you know, we don't have pads on, so I mean we're doing certain things as far as a few blitzes here and there, but most of the time it's just front four. So, and I think the biggest thing that's really helping us out is Pep and Coach Rebs, you know, in the D line room, really showing us how we can play off one another across the board, as opposed to just spotlighting one guy, you know, and us just kind of going at it individually. So I think the biggest thing is us playing off each other.
The offense did have its share of struggles, stringing positive plays together in the passing game. The lone bright spot, though, was Sammy Watkins, who turned in some attention-grabbing plays. Bills head coach Doug Marrone said he's been pretty impressed with what he's seen from the team's top rookie.
Brought him in here to do that, and he's done a very good job. He really has. He's made plays in his camp. You guys have seen it. And then we just need to make sure that we continue developing him. You know, he's going against good players. He's working with the first team, so he's going against our corners, you know, and all of our guys. And he's a good football player, and I think it's one that, you know, you sit there and the guy's making plays, and you know, I think a lot of people are excited.
On the highlight reel Monday, it began with the aforementioned Sammy Watkins, who pulled in a pass deep down the right sideline from EJ Manuel, and he ran the rest of the way for a 70-yard touchdown. A couple of plays later, he snatched a ball coming across the middle from the right side for another catch that drew a reaction from the fans in attendance. His last big play was when he outjumped three defenders to pull in a deflected pass, but had to step out of practice for a bit after getting poked in the eye on the play. Jeff Toole found Chris Hogan down the left sideline on what looked like a busted coverage for what probably would have been a long touchdown play. Mike Williams showed strong hands with this catch on a slant as his arms were fully extended to make the play in stride on a pass from Jeff Toole. Scott Chandler pulled in this pass from Manuel on a well-timed play that went over the middle for 20 yards. And Bryce Brown looked sharp on this bob and weave type run into the secondary late in 11 on 11. On defense, Jerry Hughes turned in a handful of sacks during practice, including this one when he looped in off the right side of the defense. Rookie safety Kenny Ladler made this interception over the middle on a big collision with Mike Williams. And UB product Derek Brim also came up with an INT on a Thad Lewis pass that had Kevin Elliott targeted and returned it the other way.
And the Bills continue to juggle the back end of the roster, making a couple of moves. They released wide receiver Ramsey Barden, an NFL veteran, and linebacker Nathan Williams. And with those two roster spots, the Bills signed a pair of players on Monday, defensive tackle Landon Cohen and wide receiver Naaman Roosevelt. For Roosevelt, it's his second go-around with his hometown team.
They wanted me back. I came out here last night, and you know, did everything, and this morning, you know, got signed and came out here for practice, and just, you know, I'm just so excited.
Brandon Spikes left practice early with what were described as cramps. The trainers took him to the cooling tent. Fellow linebacker Darren Kitchens was carted off the field with an undisclosed injury. Cornerback Brandon Smith sustained a leg contusion and did not return. The Bills are back on the practice field on Tuesday for an early 8 a.m. session. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.